Welcome to I Don't Need an Acting Class with Milton Justice.
The reason I harp on these exercises is because I need you to get freed up enough so that you make it past the place where you're reporting facts. I need you to get freed up enough so that you are comfortable, with the experience of it. And all of you have done some really wonderful work. Bea isn't here, which is unfortunate because, of course, she's from Brazil, so she has much easier access to emotions. But I'll show it to you. She did a really wonderful building a quote. That is the joy of talking out. When you talk it out, you begin to own it. It becomes your experience. And I'll tell you what, and here's the thing that's really important to get to, which is allowing something to happen, and that is so difficult. It's like we know where we're going and we're going to go there no matter what. And just sitting and allowing it to happen and seeing what's there.
Do you remember, it's a universal thing. Do you remember when I started talking out for the first time? I mean, it was disastrous. I would send you these things and it was like, no, you're doing a performance. No, you're getting caught up into a plot. No, you're trying to remember what you prepared.
And if you don't go through all of that, it's like you won't break through it. And I'm telling you, once you do, it's like all of a sudden it is so wonderful because you put yourself in a place and just let the place give you something. And that's what you have to begin to understand about your creative impulses. You have to start to trust them. If you don't force it, and if you just sit there and say, so what is there? What's that? All right, so this first one is Bea doing a quote. And I'm going all over the place because with each one, there was something to get out of it, and she did a particularly good job on this. Anyway, okay.
You know, I'm recording from my car because I'm moving, and I was expecting to have the perfect setting, the perfect light, the perfect hair, but it's not going to happen. And I prefer doing the exercise than not doing, because it's not going to come a day that I'm going to have the perfect setting to become the perfect actress. You know, it's not going to happen. I'm an immigrant. I have this accent and I have two kids and I speak Portuguese to them because I want them to be bilingual, and I'm always like in a rush. So, it became a pattern to wait for the perfect setting, the perfect moment it's not going to happen. And obviously, I make tons of mistakes all the time as a mother, as a wife, as a friend, as I don't know. It's just like we try to be perfect all the time. And this is so, it's such a bullshit. But we expect perfection from other people. You know, when you make mistakes, you're like, I'm sorry, I'm not perfect, but deep inside, we need approval. We want to be perfect. It's so hard to find people that loves you the way you are. It is. You know, a friend is a man who knows all about you and still likes you. real relationships, real friendship, real existence, then it feels real. Not when you're performing all the time.
Okay. Very nice, Bia. Okay, so here's the thing that I liked about what she did. And this is what I encourage all of you to do. She wandered around. She wandered around until she found a road in. And you have to allow yourself to do that. It is not about getting it right. She stayed in the middle. She kind of knew where she knew where she was headed. She knew what quote she was working on. And so she kept almost auditioning choices until she found the road in. And I think that's important. I think too often we think we have to get it perfect. I think too often it's like, oh, I have to get to I've decided in advance where I'm going with this. And that's the other thing. I love it when we surprise ourselves. It is so wonderful. I mean, it's like there's that moment where you think to yourself, where the hell did that come from? You don't know where it came from, and you have to trust it. And that doesn't happen overnight. That really doesn't happen overnight. That really happens because you just keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it, and then one day you get it. And all of a sudden, one day it's there. But I thought that was very nice, didn't you? I mean, it was really good work. So listen, just a reminder, our sponsor, WeAudition.com, is a total full-service platform for actors, where you can find a reader, you can put yourself on tape, you can get an acting coach. It's also really cheap. You sign up for like $10 a month. However, the good news is anybody who listens to our podcast gets a 25% discount by plugging in the code acting class. Anyway, I suggest that you try it out because it's terrific. I want you to free associate exactly like that. Now, how is this going to pay off? This is going to save your ass when you're doing sides. Because if you develop the ability, unlike Diego, who says, I'll just get off book before we work, if you developed the ability to talk out the circumstance you're in, and again, sides are not complicated. It's like you're sitting there, and in Diego's case, he's saying, it's like I'm looking at Eric Menendez, and he's kind of hot. And I just got out of the shower, and I think he's looking at me. You, Eric? I mean, do you see what I mean? It's like I talk out what's going on, because the line is, you, are you Eric? I mean, that's the line. But if I have developed the ability to talk it out, I'm not worried about how do I say that line. Are you Eric? Ah, you Eric? Yeah, exactly. And I go through all of it. And also, it saves me because I think, well, clearly this is a seduction. And as soon as I say, clearly this is seduction, I am going to play a cliched idea of how to seduce. But if I develop this ability to wander around and to talk it out, then I start talking out the whole thing. And every time I go back to it, I find something different. Fucking prison showers. Jesus Christ, what the fuck's on? You know, it's like, Christ. It's like, they ever wash these things? You know, it's like every time I go back, I have something else. I have something else. I have something else. That's why these exercises are important, especially forgetting that Caleb and I are sitting down with a list of all the things he has gone through. This entire play, All My Sons, everything has already happened. It's all happened. The brother is dead, the father's been to prison, Anne's come to visit, Anne's father is in prison. The mother refuses to believe that the brother is dead. I mean, Jesus, all of this exists before the play starts. And that's the reason I just hate the idea of working with him on it, because I've got to hear all these monologues. You know, I've got to hear all these monologues. And I suggested a couple. I said, to build when you realize that your mother didn't think Larry was dead. I mean, there was a moment. It's the whole thing about the play. The mother refuses to believe that Larry is dead. I mean, they talk about it all through the act. I think it was a mistake to let her keep believing this. And this is the reason this play is, I've never seen an actor play that part and make it work. Fortunately for Caleb, I won't be here during the run of the show. So he doesn't have the horror of, and Milton's coming tonight.